This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oi, mutantes! Are you a fan of breaking down personal boundaries, professional distance, and the suspension of disbelief? Nope, me neither. Well, tough, because I'm going to pull back the curtain and reveal the horribly erect old man in the shower. That's right. It's behind the scenes time. Ever wonder how my House of Fear pulled off the first series of terror tapes? I haven't. I was there. It involved a highly contentious number of innocent lives perishing down a well 200 yards from my favorite ash tree. It's all on ramonfear.com and at Terror Tapes Pod on the socials. But that's not enough for you humans. No, so the next three voices you hear will be three of the four members of my House of Fear. They're all male, but don't let that put you off. They're all neutered. Presenting, in no particular order, co-creators Alex Lynch Sr. and Samuel R. Thomas, and producer, sound engineer and bucket technician Odin Orn Hilmarsson. Now, listen.
Greetings. We are the House of Fear. My name is Alex Lynch.
I'm Samuel Thomas.
And I'm Odin Orn Hilmarsson.
And we make a podcast called Ramon Fears Terror Tapes. I am the co-creator, co-writer and co-producer.
I'm the co-creator and co-writer.
And I'm a co-producer and I do the sound and music.
Fittingly, I've lost it, but that's fine because I can remember the opening question was, what were the inspirations?
Yeah.
Behind?
Fish food.
Oh, look, you can get to the thing you're meant to find immediately and your phone doesn't shut it down.
Good.
Anyway, this is gold.
This is all going in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, can I ask you? Of course I can. What are the inspirations behind fish food? Story.
First and foremost, Dario Argento. Oh, because basically, fish food was me wanting to write my own kind of Suspiria. Jallo.
Jallo is how you should say that.
Jallo story. Also, I had, I have like a sort of dock of just like random stupid pitch ideas that I went through a sort of kind of like doing. It was like a month where I was doing pitch a day, so I had to come up with a pitch for like a TV show or something like a day and just write it down, and it wouldn't be shown to anyone. It was just a kind of trying to keep my brain creative brain going when I'd really kind of stalled. And one idea I came up with, there's a murder in an aquarium. And I didn't do anything with that idea, but I just like the idea of there had been a murder in an aquarium. And the reason I went for the aquarium is because... So, actually, again, kind of linking back to music. So, in The Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns, there is a beautiful track called Aquarium, which is very hypnotic, very kind of atmospheric and dreamlike. And I always associated aquariums with that sort of feeling, very kind of quite zen and just very compelling watching, you know, the sea creatures kind of, you know. And I wanted to create, in the same way that Argento creates aesthetically and with the colours, I wanted to kind of do with the audio equivalent of creating just a very sort of like beautiful sounding and again like hypnotic sort of piece. The other thing as well, which was purely by accident, was I shoved on just a Best of Goblin on Spotify and I didn't look at what the tracks were called. I just put it on shuffle or whatever. And as I was writing it, I decided to call the main character Jennifer. I can't remember why. It was just a name that popped out of nowhere. And then at one point when I was writing her first kind of monologue, I really liked this particular track I was hearing. And I looked at what it was called, and it was called Jennifer.
Ha! Okay.
By Goblin.
Spooky.
Yeah, so that was a kind of like, okay, that's like odd.
Yeah.
I just again wanted to do that.
I think it was also one of our early contenders. We decided pretty early on it was in at least the long list for the series. It was definitely
ideas. And also doing it as like a kind of with the voiceover and making it very that was very Inner Sanctum, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's
this wonderful fusion, I think, of that sort of 50s slightly detached dreaminess.
Yes.
And without it actually being out of sync, it has somehow the same qualities as the giallo sort of audio being a little bit disconnected from reality.
Right.
I don't know if that's a happy accident or a...
I think we say it is. It was intentional.
That was intentional. Yeah. No.
But, well, we gave them extensive notes.
Be more jagged.
Yeah.
We played them
clips, I remember.
Act less.
Yes. Yeah. Do as I say.
I mean, because if people are watching or listening to this and haven't heard some of the other things we talked about, the Inner Sanctum was a 1940s and 50s radio series, American radio series. It was like a horror anthology and kind of B-movie-ish, but like radio.
Right.
And this is what we took as a big influence towards Terror Tapes in general, but also to Fish Food.
Mm. I mean, there was a lot of narration in, not in every episode, but the really wonderful sort of slightly hysterical narration at times.
Yes. And it was very much the episode where we decided, because I say it wasn't like the first one we wrote, because that was Lease of Life, but it was definitely the point when we decided we want to make music a big part of it. Because we're writing these like monologue essentially for Jennifer's character, played by Lexi McDougall, to perfection. And because it was a kind of like monologue and very much in your ear, we were like, this has to have like an incredible soundscape and score to go with it.
And it definitely has the most amount of music of all of them.
Yeah, but again, that's why Alexander was right in making it the first episode of the series. Because when people hear that as the first episode, it sort of nails what we're going for and what the show, what the tone of the show is, what we are trying to do. The other two, like, are brilliant essence of the show as well.
Definitely.
But I think that is a good starting point.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was absolutely the right move to make.
It was a real calling card, I think. I mean, Lexi,
Yes, Lexi McDougall. Oh my god.
That.
And yeah, and Beth Eyre.
Yes.
Who is like audio drama queen.
I mean,
Beth
to be Eyre. Honest, the double act.
Of the two of them, fantastic. Yes. I think there was something so funny about putting Beth Eyre, who plays such rich and beloved characters in audio drama, such as Antigone from Wooden Overcoats, being the bad guy.
Yes.
So just having that sort of be sort of, yeah, just awful.
And having her play a psycho.
Yeah, wonderful.
Once again, yeah. And then we got Paul Aubra as the head of the aquarium, who some of you might know as Professor Elemental.
Oh, yes. Mm.
And he is a big horror nerd.
Yeah.
He's someone, I've known for years, and he's a huge horror nerd. So I was just like, when I first told him we were like making this, it was like, you're going to get involved, right? And he was like, oh, I'd love to. So that was a really good one. And then also, there are cameo spots from myself, from Odin, from Sam, from John Last, our announcer, from Alexandra,
as well,
the director, and the voice of Dot, who is the character who dies at the beginning, is one Agnes O'Casey, who was the lead in BBC's drama Ridley Road, and I can't remember the name of the film, but there's a film she's in with Laura Linney, Maggie Smith, Kathy Bates. Like she's doing pretty well.
Yeah,
well, she did tell us this was preferable to all of that.
Yeah, and she didn't want to be credited for that reason.
Yeah, that's very good.
I mean, she very much, she said, I think it's a direct quote, she said, the rest or everything else I've done that isn't this is bullshit.
Yeah.
I just think that's such a testament to the Terror Tapes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're better than working with all those people.
Maggie who?
No, yeah, I know.
Sure.
But she had to go as well.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Well, that's really uninteresting. But I just would... So in an attempt to really raise our game, I hope we can maybe go on to the music next.
Yeah, so I think this was also an example of something where when I read the script, I had a particular sort of image of what the sound or the music would sound like. And I remember wanting it to have several different characters. All the voiceovers with Lexi sort of really dreaming about the hypnotism and the draw of fish in the sea. I knew that I really wanted that to be like a genuinely sort of earnest and sincere sort of piece of music, and have this sort of quality of it being genuinely this really much loved space for the character of Jennifer, and then for everything sort of else to be sort of a bit more campy and a little bit more sinister, because I think and also I do remember the motif for Jennifer's sort of when she's sort of really in her head, dreaming about the sea and fish and how awesome it all is. That I had an idea for what I wanted it to be, but I was whilst we were recording, I actually had my keyboard out and I was playing along to some of the recordings, and that's where that came out.
Oh, that's great.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
So that was born there. I did have an idea that like I think I want these sort of like thirds scaling up. So that I knew I had to sort of feel I wanted that to feel genuine, because I remember you, Alex, saying that maybe that you had in mind, I think, that that suite that you just talking
Aquarium.
About. Da, 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 da. You know, that one, is that one?
Which
the
one's
water? No, oh, okay. Yeah,
Aquarium.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because yes. I remember
I
you.
Sing. You can't make me sing.
No, you don't have to. Don't worry.
Aquarium.
I remember you sending that to me, sort of, not necessarily that being like your request of how it should sound, but that was sort of what was going on in your head. Yeah. I remember hearing that, thinking, oh God, that is a legitimate way to do it. Just to make it a bit sort of campy, this interest of hers, kind of heighten it in that way. But I just thought there'd be something really nice about taking Jennifer's love of the ocean and the sea and fish and making it really earnest, because she is this earnest character, you know. She is so matter-of-fact, so straight. And there's something very sweet about that. And if you place that very honestly in the story, such as with the music and with the great performance that Lexi's done, then I think you get a lot of humour out of where she is, pardon the pun, a fish out of water.
Yeah.
Mm. And sort of her earnestness doesn't really translate to the world that she's in. But in that regard, you know, that motif isn't super far in the other sound palette that we have kind of throughout the episode, except I think when Dot...
You have that
dies.
Sort of like piano bit where it goes.
That actually starts to go a bit modern, I think. I mean, it's not super modern, but
that's the range of the soundtrack that I love so much.
Right.
It's got a real. It's. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, but it really.
Oh, I mean, I love my favorite bit is when it's the chase and the fight, and you've got the. Which is just. Which very, very reminded me of. I can't remember. It's in Suspiria, and it's the I think it's called Marcos, and it's the kind of it's a very similar sounding piece of music. I can't remember, but it was that thing of it goes very fast, and that sort of at the sort of danger points as well.
So that is one of the themes. It's not the Jennifer admiring the sea theme, but it's another theme, but just played really fast.
Yeah, and I didn't notice that until I listened to the soundtrack outside of it, and I was like, oh my God, this is the same...
Yeah, motif.
It builds and it works so brilliantly, and the fact you've got like the aquarium offset with the cave, and then the shark tank and everything... And it's all kind of, it's also got this really lovely, I don't know what, it's not muffled, but almost like you're behind glass a little bit. It's quite, again, very fitting to the sort of scenery.
Definitely, and very, very intentional. It all sort of been quite low synths that are very filtered, so very closed and sort of feel like they're muffled and underwater, under a lot of weight of you know, dense molecules that sound can't really travel through, and there is this also, it sort of opens up, so there is this sort of feeling of this sort of underground or undersea mysteries kind of opening and revealing themselves kind of to the listener or to Jennifer. I'm trying to think. I think Fish Food almost has music throughout the entire thing. And it was a bit of a challenge because I don't think a lot of it was written by the time that we decided to release that one first. I think that decision was made halfway through August, and we were going to release...
We finished Lease of Life.
We'd already finished Lease of Life, pretty much. I had to give it a little once over. I was in New York at that time working on a job. But it was the right decision to make. But I do remember being in my Brooklyn apartment.
Yes.
I remember specifically like being on this. It was not fit for me to use that as a workspace. So I was just like on this really tall 70s like cocktail lounge chair, on a tiny circular desk with my little keyboard, trying to make the soundtrack for Fish Food as quickly as I could. And I do remember us pushing the episodes back actually a little bit because we kind of had to.
Oh yeah. We wanted to make sure it was like, you know, no, it wasn't rushed, you know, at that point.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is my favorite music.
I think it's my favourite as well. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's wonderful. Sensational.
Yeah, I did put a lot of love. Like that one I really wanted to have fun with.
And, the killing theme for the charlatan runs it close.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a few I could there's get started very, yeah, on. Very, the other ones that,
well, right. The other piece of music I'd like to talk about is Umbrellas, which we touched upon in one of the other videos, but you went for the sort of 80s synth.
Very 80s,
for our first fake trailer.
Yeah, I mean, it's one that, because that was pretty much the first trailer that I did the score for, I put in a lot of the 80s sort of tropes. There's the Lynn drum machine, which is a very famous sort of 80s, maybe even 70s actually, probably 80s drum machine that's iconic. You know, you might not know it by name, but you know it by sound.
Yeah. And you added sounds of you getting stabbed by Umbrellas.
Yeah, so there's me throwing in a few death sounds. And honestly, like, actually there's a lot of sound effects of Umbrellas, and I managed to find a lot of, you know, rustling sounds, sounds of Umbrellas, a lot of this and that, a lot of Umbrellas being open, like that was all fine, but I just knew that there was something missing. And so I think I remember, because these umbrellas are in, like, how do you make it sound like there's an umbrella impaling another human being? You know, like, that is actually, like, it's not that difficult, but like I had to figure that out. And so the thing that seemed obvious to me was getting a plastic coat hanger, taking it on this table and just going boing. And so if you listen to it, like, that is there. There's just a lot of me going boing.
It's the lost sound effect.
I have no idea. That's
it's
great.
In there.
Now,
it's in
if
there.
We're looking for a way of being pioneering, that is it. We've definitely pioneered.
Coat hanger on the table.
Yeah.
Remember that. You can have that.
Yeah. This is our gift to horror. All right. Now, have you ever been to an aquarium?
I haven't been for ages.
Do you hate them?
Oh.
Are they sinister places? Or are the fish nice?
I mean, they could be. They have the potential to be sinister places. Yeah. I love them. I actually find them incredibly serene and relaxing.
We just thought we'd fuck with them.
Which is why, I think that was the thing. It was just like, where can we set a murder in, like, you know, the most calm... Because, you know, that shows you're not safe anywhere.
But it definitely reflects Lexi's performance, that sort of floaty... Yeah. Serenity is kind of really,
and but also, like, her thing she described, like, particularly the octopus. Well, the octopus was always, like, my favorite at the local aquarium I used to go to in Brighton. There was this octopus that just I was just really fascinated by. The giant aquarium in Barcelona is wonderful. Really recommend that. I don't know, I've just always been really. I've just always really loved. And again, I think what helps is that piece of music, because it's that association that I found that music really relaxing and calm. And because it painted a picture of, like, an aquarium and fancy life, it kind of, it's a weird sort of, like, purely by association that I find it very calming or... Yeah.
So we'd like to apologise for anyone who's looking for a dark origin story, like, I went to SeaWorld and Jeffrey from Rainbow exposed himself or something like that. Has never happened. Has never happened. Bungle, on the other hand. But, right.
How about you, Sam?
I've never exposed myself in SeaWorld. I've been close to it.
Time.
Yeah. There is time. As I get older, it seems more appropriate.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah, I bloody love them. I mean, I kind of... it's been a while, like you say. I mean, I suppose there's a huge one in London.
I've been meaning to go.
I've not been.
I want to go. I'm going to go to that one. But yeah, it's just...
But I agree, they're really calming.
Yeah.
But it kind of all adds to the kind of dreamy quality of the performance. It's quite...
I think when everything's dark, like, I'd love to go into an aquarium at night, because the one thing that takes...
You kill all the fish.
Well, the thing that takes you out of the calmness of an aquarium is every
children.
Other person around you.
Right.
Yeah. Because I remember I went into the Barcelona Aquarium, and I was in this, like, beautiful, like, place with, like, the octopus tanks. It was so, like, lovely. And then out of the corner, you just hear this, "Oh, they got a fuck off octopus here." And it's just like, oh my God. And it's like,
tears you
why'd I say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, no, it's...
So, yeah, people...
They're the true horror.
They're the true horror.
So in many ways, I mean, you're advocating going wild in an aquarium and killing people.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm advocating it. I mean, purely speculating the possibility that it might not be such a bad idea.
No, I agree. I agree.
Solve some problems.
Yeah. I mean, how you guys want to act on that is entirely up to you.
Yeah.
We accept responsibility.
Speaking of audience interaction, we do have a question. What are our weirdest fishes?
I can only really think of the anglerfish, the one that has the light fish in.
Oh, the yeah.
It has awful teeth. It's just, I mean, that's horror. That's horror.
Finding Nemo.
Yeah, some really scary.
I always remember the documentary, the deep sea, you know, the kind of the documentary about the crevice where they found all of the fuckers for the first time. Oh, Jesus Christ, it's a nightmare.
You wouldn't want, imagine being the first person to see that. I mean, that's horrible.
You'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm out. I can't get out quickly, but I'm out. I'm stuck here for the next 45 minutes to go that much up. Yeah. Anyway,
probably the puffer fish because the way it just inflates the entire body is like really spiky and then it like deflates and everything. And it's just, I mean, that's weird.
Yeah,
that's weird. No creature should be able to do that.
No.
For me, lionfish. I went swimming somewhere once in another country and was told at the last minute before going in, watch out for lionfish because they sit on the bottom of the seabed and they've got little spikes on their back that will fuck you right up. But they're properly
urchin, but worse.
Yeah, but worse, like kill you sort of things. Like you know, so they look cool, they look very strange, but they're horrible bastards by all accounts, and they just cling to things. So that's my thought.
Why is it the least amount of hassle to eat a lionfish?
I don't know.
Because you can eat them raw.
That bombshell.
Flipping hell, he's won the day.
I think we're...
That's it.
You're welcome for that. And
you're welcome, listeners, viewers.
Yeah, yeah, listeners and
you
viewers.
Fish.
Lucky bastards.
Yeah. Well, we hope you enjoyed that.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Thanks so much for being on this journey with us.
And an insight into the Terror Tapes. We'll pass any messages you want on to Ramel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He's, don't worry, he's not here.
He's not behind us.
And we've got we put the bolt on, it's fine.
You can't get in theory.
Thanks for being with us.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This show is part of Podomity, the podcast comedy network. We're the best-kept secret on Acast. Why not laugh at what else we've got? Check out podomity.com now.